Valeu, emissor. Sim, my name is sir. Completely all life. Sir, I'm...
Minio, sir.
Umbad Minio, sir.
No consideration for adoration, distinction, prestige, only consideration of how I can just serve. And Brahmachari also means
to be very strict, to have very strict sadhana, to rise every morning, to take the bath, to attend the Mangalarti, to chant your japa very carefully, very strictly, to carefully learn the scriptures by studying, by hearing from Gurudev and the Vaishnavas, and by applying the teachings of the scriptures to our life without any other diversion. We have no family to worry about, we have no society to worry about, we have no occupation to worry about. We simply have one thing and only one thing in our life, Guru Seva. So these principles are very important. And it is very important also that the true dignity of the color saffron be understood by one who is wearing and by those who are seen. Because in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught that we accept renunciation for the purpose of preaching. And if those who are in the renounced order of life are not establishing for the rest of the society the highest principles of sacrifice and devotion, then no one in society can possibly make proper spiritual advancement. And unfortunately, we find today there are so many people who accept the dress of a sadhu or a renunciate, but who do not live by very high standards. Some cheat, and they do not even follow the regulative principles. And others are basically lazy. They take to the dress of a sadhu because it's an easy life. People will give me enough respect where I can get my food, my belly will be filled, I will always have some ashram or some place to stay in, and I don't have to deal with the anxieties and the challenges that the world is offering today. But a real sadhu is someone just the opposite. Someone who is willing to accept greater challenges and greater anxieties than all of the people who are trying to struggle to make it in material existence. But he's willing to do it for the purpose of self-realization, service to Guru, service to God, and service to humanity. And unless people see that this is what a real sadhu is, that they are genuine, that they are renounced, that they are hard-working, and that they are really, really devoted to the cause of Guru and Krishna and to the service of society in this way, then renunciation simply becomes a disturbance. So the saffron dress is the color of renunciation. When we take sannyas, we make a vow of lifelong renunciation. But the idea that we have is that in the Brahmachari ashram, one should wear white or yellow. Unless one is very well-trained, very sincere, very strict, and has no intention ever for the rest of his life to marry. It is not a vow, but it is the confirmation of a conviction that I don't want to enter into any arena of life other than the menial service of Guru and the Vaishnavas. And in this way, when you put on the saffron color, you become the flag of renunciation. And that flag is meant to give pride in our sampradaya to anyone who sees it. It's like the flag of a nation. When we see the flag, although the flag is actually nothing but cloth, because of the color that it represents, it gives people a spirit of national pride. So the color of saffron is meant to give everyone a spirit of pride in what they are following. But that will only be to the extent that those brahmacharis and sannyasis who have accepted this conviction are living by the highest possible standards of devotional service. It does not mean we have to be advanced devotees, but it means that we have to be willing to accept the serious struggle to become an advanced devotee. If even one brahmachari acts whimsically, acts nonsensically, or acts lazily, then that will be a blemish for the whole renounced order of our mission. And people will say, oh, just see, these lazy brahmacharis. Better they go out and get a job. Better they go back to school. Better they do something practical. The person who says that, his spiritual life is diminished. The person who is saying that is most unfortunate. And therefore, our service is to protect people from ever having these thoughts, to protect their spiritual advancement, and to protect their good fortune. And therefore, those who are accepting this role, those who are accepting this service to our congregation, should feel, not that I am better than anyone else. A brahmachari is the legs of society. In the spiritual body, sannyasi is head, vanaprastha arms, grihastha belly, and the brahmacharis are the legs. That means the brahmacharis should be the most menial servants of all, everyone. A brahmachari should be willing to accept chastisement with a grateful heart from anybody. Brahmachari means that order of life by which we try to give up every last trace of desire for prestige or adoration in our heart. So we should not think that the color saffron is a sign that we have gained some prestige. The prestige of the color is in the principle of renunciation, which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so perfectly exhibited. To wear that is to become the humble, menial servant of that principle. For the sake of being the humble, menial servant of all the Vaishnavas within our society. And when all of the brahmacharis and all of the sannyasis feel that someone is accepting this real service attitude, then we are very proud and very joyful to give the blessing of our Guru Maharaj in the form of the right to represent the renounced order of life, the true principles of Brahmacharya. all the brahmacharis agree to give their heartfelt and sincere blessings to Rupa Goswamiji. Prayers on his cloth, then return it to me.
Bless. Before you. Once in the stay in the association of sadhus, or one who aspires to wear saffron clothes, he should be genuinely disinterested in material life. Especially any interest in the opposite sex, and if he has understood why he is coming into the association of devotees or trying to take on saffron clothes, he will always try to use every minute for remembering Krishna, say like chanting or rendering some service or reading. He should always keep himself busy. He should not be taken as some way of living, but he should be conscious to utilize every minute for remembering Krishna. And you should never think that I have chanted my rounds, I have done my allotted service. But he should always keep himself busy. In Krishna consciousness. And as we were told many times, brahmachari should always try to be in the company of other devotees when he is traveling outside. As far as possible, he should not be alone. And also like keeping oneself clean, taking bath, wearing fresh clothes. You should eat simple food, trying to avoid salty or spicy, or too much of sweets and everything. You should try to avoid. One is not that enjoying tendency. And as we have just told us, like, one should try to, like, brahmachari life, one has energies, so these energies have to be channelized for constructive, like, trying to pick up skills in devotional service. Though everybody may not become expert, but one should put his mind to tasks to learn, like scriptures, playing instruments. Hare Krishna.
Conviction that one will not enter into marriage. So, that means brahmacharya, is there any difference between brahmacharya and sannyas? So both of them more or less about.
There are two types of brahmacharis, confirmed and unconfirmed. One is a brahmachari who is training, but he's still very open in his mind and his heart to enter into the grihastha ashram. In fact, according to the Shastra, every grihastha should have that training before he enters into that ashram. But if a person is like that, we accept that that person should continue wearing through his brahmachari ashram either white or yellow color. And a brahmachari who has practiced as a brahmachari for some length of time and really has no intention to ever marry, or to ever enter into material occupations other than service to Guru, that person is given the saffron color. But it is not a vow. It is not a fall down for that person to accept the grihastha ashram. It is not an offense. Whereas a sannyasi makes a lifelong vow. That is a very extreme step that one takes for the sake of service to Gurudev. So in principle there is no difference. But the extent of committing yourself to that principle, there is a great difference.
Generally, we say sannyasi is their duty is to preach and even know the scriptures. So that is that also a requirement for brahmacharya?
Yes. As far as possible. In the sense that a brahmachari preaches in whatever he does, whether he's a cook, or whether he's a pujari, by assisting Guru in his mission according to Guru's desire, that is the greatest preaching. Any other questions?
Sridhar Maharaj just said that he must not be alone.
Association devotees is our only protection. When one takes sannyas, one is supposed to have been very, very well trained and developed. And sometimes a sannyasi must be alone. That is in the shastras. Although in our society it's recommended as far as possible that should not be, but at times a sannyasi must take that risk. But for a brahmachari, brahmachari means a student. Brahmachari means in training. So brahmacharis are recommended to always be in the association of other devotees, especially other brahmacharis. But you are amongst so many devotees. So you are not really alone. Any other questions? if it is the instruction given to you by your higher authorities, then you are with that instruction. That instruction will be your association. But you should not independently on your own think that you can go here or there. If it is an order and you are sent somewhere, then you should know that the blessings of your Gurudev are accompanying you. But on our own, we should not choose or decide in this regard. Shamanandaji, any questions? Thank you, time.
Develop their determination,
by associating with people who have determination and by performing tapasya. Sense gratification spoils all of our determination, and tapasya, austerity, builds the strength of our determination. So these are the two principles: to keep as far as possible the association of people who have great determination, and to perform tapasya, to restrain our senses from sense gratification, to have very strong sadhana. Tapasya builds character and determination. Sense gratification spoils everything. Brahmachari means no sense gratification. Outside the pleasure that the senses derive from devotional service, no outside interest, no outside activity. Grihasthas are given a license and a concession to enjoy various types of sense enjoyment, but under certain restrictions. The brahmachari is given no license as such. What Guru gives us, we use in his service. And if we enjoy doing that, wonderful. That's not sense gratification. And if we do not enjoy, wonderful. It doesn't make any difference. We simply serve for the pleasure of Guru Maharaj and the pleasure of the Vaishnavas. That is brahmachari consciousness. And as Shukadeva Maharaj is saying, that means we should very much restrict how we associate with the opposite sex. It should be done with great respect. We should regard every woman as our mother. And we should not associate with them beyond what is required for our particular service. And we should eat very simple foods. And we should not eat too much food, prasad. We should only eat prasad. And it should be simple and what we need. And best if it's at regulated times. And we should not dress very nicely. We should wear simple cloth. And we should not accept any personal possessions that we call our own. Brahmacharis should not have bank accounts or personal spending monies. A brahmachari, whatever he has, he gives to his guru. And whatever the guru gives him to use in Krishna's service, he uses it in Krishna's service. Nothing is kept for ourselves. This is simplicity.
Was there some
Certain spices are actually very helpful to digestion, and other spices are very agitating to the finer aspects of our consciousness. Things that are too hot are not recommended. They are considered in the mode of passion. But other spices that are not hot, but that aid in digestion and so on and so forth, they are good. Not too much and not too little. Over salted is the mode of passion. No salt is all right, but it's not required. Proper salt is acceptable. Proper salt in a preparation is the mode of goodness. Too much is passion.
I was regarding this keeping some money. Now, we have several, I mean, each one has his own project. Now, sometimes we are given money outside or anywhere from donations, particularly for this project, you see. There's a tendency to, you know, think that I will keep it for my project now. And it's actually Guru Seva, but then the tendency is again there to keep in it. And sometimes, this kind of is very difficult to say, but how do we know that it's the tendency of keeping it for us?
Very simple. Whoever your temple authority is, they should know whatever money you have. You should offer to them. You should give it to your temple authority. And if you have a particular fund that is for your particular project, and you have the blessings and the sanction of your temple authority to keep those funds for that purpose and that purpose only, with his blessings you can do it. Otherwise you should not. Because then you start thinking, this is my funds and this is my project. And for a brahmachari, nothing is mine. It's not my project. It's not my funds. It's all Guru's project. It's all Guru's funds. So how does Guru want me to use this money that is coming? You have to ask him or ask his representative. Otherwise you do not know. Huh? So if we do have a particular fund for a particular project, every paisa that comes in and every paisa that goes out should be reported to spiritual master with his blessings or his representative. Does this answer your question?
Regarding prasad, sometimes if prasad is cooked around 8:30 night, it will be taken like within 1 or 2 hours. So if you take prasad, it's cooked in the morning, late in the afternoon or in the evening, and that is also not considered.
Why is it not considered proper?
Because it means that in the food should not be taken after the proper certain number of hours.
Prasad is prasad. It also explains that even if prasad is stale, you should not hesitate to take it, because it is Krishna's mercy.
That's an emergency.
Not an emergency. That's called respectability and honoring of prasad. A brahmachari's life is not his own life. Brahmachari means a sold animal to Guru's representatives, right? So you should have a schedule that is not your own schedule. You should have a schedule that is given to you and sanctioned by your superior. And when that person tells you you should eat, you eat. Whether it's stale or fresh, you eat. That is a higher principle, the principles of obedience and service.
I'm saying generally, that principle is higher, but generally one should...
Generally, everyone should take prasadam together at the same time. Unless there's an exceptional reason not to, that should be our policy. We should sit down together, we should offer the prayer honoring Mahaprasad together, we should take prasad together, we should rise and wash our hands together. That is the proper way that sadhus and brahmacharis are meant to honor prasad. And if because of preaching, if there is some exception where we cannot be, then it should be done at the time that we are authorized to do so. Brahmachari means obedience, means no more independence. Huh? If you want independence, you should marry and try our luck. Already said like that, it's simple. We should eat simple prasad. Like at New Vrindavan, the brahmacharis, you know, we used to have all nice mahaprasad too, being cooked. And he would say, of the mahaprasad, brahmachari, you take the dal and give all the sweet rice and gulab jamuns and laddus, rasgullas, give them to the grihasthas. Everyone gets mahaprasad, but you have to discriminate. We don't discriminate. What's Krishna's mercy? But we have to discriminate according to what our principles are in life. We must accept the mercy. If someone gives us something else, we'll just take one little tiny bit. So therefore, a brahmachari learns how to take prasad and what type of prasad from Guru Maharaj. Brahmachari does everything out of direction and instruction and obedience. Because if a brahmachari is eating opulent prasad, he will not be able to maintain his vows. A grihastha can eat opulent prasad, and somehow or other he'll maintain. But a brahmachari, there's no way. Not for any duration of time.
Sometimes a person cooks for the deities, it's mahavishan. He says that I have to eat mahavishan because I must know how it is.
If he's actually being honest that he really wants to know whether he's cooking it properly, then best if he gives it to someone who knows and asks him, you tell me. Or he could take very small. But he should take small with permission. Quantity. Not too much and not too little. For someone like you, it's going to be different than someone like, well, all of you are very small size. We should take what will give us the maximum energy to serve. If we take too much, we become very sleepy. If we take too little, we become very weak. Therefore, Krishna says in Gita, we should not take too much or too little. Taking too little and being weak in the name of tapasya is actually a disservice. Our motive is not to be tapasis. Our motive is not to be renunciates. Our motive is to be servants. Bhaktas. So we will take the type of prasad and the amount of prasad that will give us the most optimum strength to engage in devotional service. No less and no more. And if we are intelligent and we are sincere, then Krishna will reveal to us how much. Fruit is considered the mode of goodness. It is very simple.
that is not considered sweets. But certain fruits like mangoes, they are, you should not have so much. But simple fruits, they are very good for brahmacharis. Presence of all of you, and on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, we assemble Vaishnavas, Srila Guru Swamiji, you can go. Pujari room, come back. Change it. Who's giving class today?
Gracias.